I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we'll have a pretty interesting show for you this evening. We're going to be skipping around to a variety of topics, Ascension 2012, possible economic collapse. We're going to have some fun with some techniques, And before we get into that, I'd just like to give my thanks and appreciation to our listening audience just for being you and making it possible that ET Yoga is on every week. And it's really heartwarming to know there's so many people out there that can tune into this kind of information. Also, I'd like to mention that for those who would like to email me with questions or comments about the show, you can do that at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper as in paper, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. And also, for those who are interested in some free downloads at my website or e-books that contain a lot of the information we're talking about this evening, you can find that at maxwellgreensite.com. That's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, green as in the color, site.com. And to kind of get the show off to a boosting, roaring start this evening, we're going to share with our listeners the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And for those who've been following ET Yoga for the last year or so, you've probably heard that, and hopefully you really enjoyed it. It's a short snippet, about 6-7 minutes long, and I'm hoping that our new listeners from Glastonbury Radio in the UK will really enjoy the XYZ meditation. So if the guys in the booth could punch that one up for me, that would be just great. Upcoming XYZ extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back, all the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side, and front and back, 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head, up all the way to infinity, and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety- on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Hari Om, everybody, and I hope you really enjoyed that extraterrestrial meditation. And the source of that information is from Bashar. And if you're looking for your own copy of that particular meditation, the original was done by Bashar, and it's on side four of his workshop on channeling. And that can be obtained at www.bashar.org under Channeling Workshop. And also, it is also available at the MaxwellGreenSite.com as an archive of one of the ET Yoga shows entitled XYZ Meditation, and that can be found at MaxwellGreenSite.com, and the name of that site is Healing the Known and the Unknown. Interesting to note that Bashar gave that meditation, and the intent clearly is for consciousness expansion, and in his opinion, doing that on a regular basis will enable you to be in touch with pretty much any level of communication from any source in the universe. And the XYZ clearly setting up the three axis in the mind a nice natural way for consciousness expansion. And moving on now to some topics that we've sort of given lots of information about and in between the lines to connect the dots concerning the whole issue of humanity at this time of 2012. And in my opinion, the two key factors that really humanity needs to learn at this critical time in our evolution as a species is first and foremost that thought creates, that in point of fact, we're all collectively responsible for our outer experience, and that we have the power to create the type of outer experience that we really want. And this whole process of ascension, going from 3D to 4D, is certainly a new paradigm for humanity and a leap in consciousness. And the initial stages of that 4D awareness concerns the fact of taking 100% responsibility for your outer experience. And it doesn't mean you're to blame. It means that you have responsibility. And until you can acknowledge this fact and claim your outer experience as your own, then it keeps you from claiming your own power. Because if you're the one who created it, then clearly you have the ability to make adjustments in that outer reflection. And much of the channeled information coming from the Pleiadians and Esasani concern this. And the other huge fact that needs to be understood by more and more people is that you can't go against negativity. When you go against negativity, you only draw yourself down to that level and actually perpetuate its existence. And this is something that we as a race just have never got the message, with all the wars that revolutions that replace the same type of energy with the same energy. And we need to create a new positive, not go against the negative, but create a new positive experience. And one of the sources of information concerning how this takes place came from some of the psychic children. And if you haven't heard about the super psychics of China, I strongly suggest that you make a point one day to punch that up on your computers and look under the super psychic children of China. They're doing some amazing, amazing things there. And apparently even the government was in shock and sort of almost in disbelief. Many of these children have been researched now for over a decade. And phenomenal psychic abilities, as well as the ability to move objects through other solid objects, and a fascinating topic in its own. And the psychic children have said how we will know which path humanity has chosen. If the whales and dolphins begin interacting with humans in closer ways, then you will know that you have chosen well. But if they retreat and die, the world will be very difficult. We only ask that you choose well for today's children and tomorrow's. And the key point is the following. If you choose peace now and allow your minds to flow to that reality, then the political systems will adjust on their own. and you will see the results of that in the world. Your emotions are the key. It is the tool you will use to draw the chosen world into your conscious experience. Your collective emotions have the ability to influence weather patterns and even end wars. You've done this many times without realizing it. If you continue claiming the world you want by feeling that world in your emotions, then it will be so. But if you continue to be influenced by the fear that is so present today, then the world will reflect that as well. And I thought that was a very, very advanced as well as mature point of view on the conditions that we are being challenged with in today's world. And I also realized that, you know, depending on everybody's individual circumstance, that it's more or less challenging to keep your peace and to not give way to the energies of fear and worry. And certainly that's another one of the key concepts about this time of 2012, and that is to clean the energy of fear. And the Pleiadians have stated that remember how you see and interpret the events of your times will determine the version of the world in which you find yourself. It may appear that there's only one version of the world, yet that too is an illusion. And probabilities are as common as grass on the ground. They spring forth from your decisions based on your thoughts, feelings, desires, and emotions. And the reality you create may not be the same as your neighbor, even though you live on the same street. Reality is tricky, and so is creating it. And power is trickiest of all. And power, dear friend, cannot be avoided. Power is, and you and power are, part of all that is. Therefore, you are power. The question is, how will you deal with your power? And they also indicate that projections of worry have a very powerful and insistent frequency that transmits a message with an expectation of problems arising. And that it's very, very important and crucial at this time of accelerated energy to clear up the frequency of fear. And for sure, all fear is illusion, and all fear is not in alignment with your higher self. And over the past few shows, we've been talking about this whole idea of ascension. And some of the key points here, I think, and good sources of a positive take on the year 212 and ascension, because this truly is the most amazing time to be living on the planet. There's never been an opportunity coming up like 2012, and this whole concept of ascending to higher dimensions. And in my opinion, there will be a multiple of Earth scenarios that are available to tune in. And the way that you tune to those frequencies is clearly through your intention and your ability to tune into those channels and frequencies that are in alignment with your higher self, and to those energies that are unconditional love and excitement and joy, gratitude, compassion. And those are the energies that are being transmitted from the center of the galaxy. And this is the time that you chose to be here, and probably why there are so many of us here on the planet at this time because of this amazing, amazing possibility around the year 2012. And I agree with David Wilcock material that 2012 literally represents a vortex activity across the entire planet. And in layman's terms, that kind of means it's that the whole planet for some brief period of time will act as a stargate. And there will be consciousness leaving this planet. And we've talked about some of the scientific discoveries. Valery Uvarov from the Camelot, Project Camelot website has talked about the magnetic poles and how they're shaped like an hourglass and how they're... fluctuation happens from time to time, sometimes thinner and sometimes wider at the top and the bottom of the hourglass, but that this is a government agency that he works for, and he's basically talked about the science of the movement of the bottom part of this hourglass is expanding as we speak, and by the year 2012 will expand from its base at near the bottom, or South Pole, all the way to the top of the planet and the North Pole, and in their opinion, will create a stargate. And that's coming from a government office. And we also have Dan Burrish's testimony when he talks about natural stargates. And he says these are points where the global grid lines cross. He says you have two counter-rotating geometries on the Earth, one that pretty much stays stable and determines the shape of the continents, and then there's another one that we don't see, which counter-rotates, and as the two go through each other at certain points, the nodes will cross. And he cites the Bermuda Triangle as a natural stargate. And if the two nodes cross over each other, the nodes connect, and the alignment is right, then you can end up flying through this vortex and fly clear into another time space and end up in another reality. So I think, you know, we've been shown, certainly, the potential of this concept happening. And certainly some of the material from David Wilcock also alludes to stargates and also time travel. And in the connection between the David Wilcock and Dan Burrish material, you know, certainly unproven at this point in time, but their information indicates that there have been some recovered extraterrestrial craft that had aboard technology that had the ability to look at future timeline probabilities. And apparently it has been a focus of much research and experimentation, including some experimentation in time travel. And the most fascinating aspect of that to me was the concept of the experiments where people experienced what's called the bump. And I know I've talked to many people who seem to be aware of the fact that they say that after 2012 everything just kind of goes flatline. And what is this? And the experience called the bump actually turned out to be very synonymous or analogous to a spiritual experience where one attains a flash or a momentary awareness of the higher self or cosmic awareness or whatever specific label a person wants to give higher levels of consciousness. And then when they did the research as to when in the timeline people experienced this bump, turned out to be, you know, 2012 in December 21st. So there was also that correlation to, you know, some amazing, amazing probabilities that can occur at that time. And certainly some of the information that is at the David Wilcox site, and that's at Divine Cosmos, some of this information talks about the study of actually probable future timelines. And to me, this connects very closely with Bashar's message, the Esasani messages, as well as the Pleiadian messages concerning future probable Earths. And a lot of the self-empowering information that is coming about today certainly wasn't available, you know, to my mind, before about 25 years ago, when Bashar first came out with a lot of the information that's in the New Age phenomenon called The Secret, and basically that thought creates. And this type of information coming about through this 25-year period from 1987 to 2012 certainly is changing the consciousness of the planet. And taking 100% responsibility for your outer experience was certainly not a concept that really was available to humanity until this amazing time frame. And many of the other concepts that have come through in channeled extraterrestrial material are concepts that aren't to be found in books anyplace. Some of those concepts, like the fact that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. And thus, we're seeing in our world today a lot of things coming to the surface, you know, a lot of positive energy, a lot of negative energy, some of it in polarity. And the message there clearly is that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. And as the Pleiadians suggested, it's your take on outer experiences that create the experience that you get. And I think this is an amazing concept that we place value judgments on outer circumstances, and the formula that Bashar gives is positive emotional spin or take in emotional experience is the result. A negative take or negative spin in and a negative experience is the result. And this is a concept that we've challenged people to try on a pretty much on a weekly basis, because it's such a powerful technique, and once you catch on to it, it is stunning, and it's almost it's an amazing, amazing concept. And when you realize that it's true and you keep applying it in more and more of your outer circumstances, it's just a phenomenal technique. And in connection with the Dan Burrish information, which talks about those counter-rotating geometries that take place on the Earth, to me, that was just a really an amazing finding, because it so connects with the Merkaba meditation. And I've never had formal training with activating the Merkaba. Most people have learned the version taught by Dronvalo Melchizedek through the Flower of Life organization. I started when I spotted a 3D Merkaba on the net and used to visualize myself sitting inside of it. I then picked up information that everything in 3D has a Merkaba around it, which makes total sense to me, but obviously, unknown to most. And then I found under the Shambhala multidimensional healing network site the following Merkaba meditation. Okay, so let's start in our usual way. Take some deep breaths and release the breaths. See the light. See the love. Trigger the light. Just feel the whole of your body expanding. Feel your subatomic particles, your molecular structure, becoming activated with light, becoming activated with love. Now we're going to work with our star tetrahedrons, our static and counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields. So what I'd like you to do as you're breathing deeply, as you're breathing in, to just see if you can and feel, if you can, your counter-rotating star tetrahedrons and your static star tetrahedron becoming activated with this energy of love, this energy of light, the Mahatma energy. The static star tetrahedron is a pyramid that surrounds the two tetrahedrons, two pyramids, one inverted and intertwining. Now affirm, I affirm, my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 3/10 the speed of light now. Now affirm, I affirm my counter-rotating tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 5/10 or half the speed of light now. Now affirm, my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are now counter-rotating in a balanced way at 7/10 the speed of light now. Now affirm, I affirm my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 9/10 the speed of light now. Now affirm, my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 9.99 the speed of light now. Now I'd like you to focus on expanding the top part of your star tetrahedrons, which is a three-sided pyramidal structure coming to a point. I'd like you to see and feel, visualize this top part of your star tetrahedron stretching onwards above your head, onwards and upwards multidimensionally. First of all, connecting with the fifth dimensional Christ consciousness grid about 75 miles above the surface of your planet Earth. This connection with the Christ consciousness grid, feel the love. Feel these Christed loving energies flowing into your energy field and empowering you with the energy of love. Now see and feel the bottom point of this star tetrahedron connecting with the central crystal of Mother Earth. I've also done this omitting the connection with the Christ grid and affirming that now my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way faster than the speed of light. I've had what I call very good meditations and experiences using both these methods. And then I came across an article on the web by Dan Winter, and it was entitled Merkaba Tilt. And the following is from an unknown speaker, and he says, I learned the basic version taught by Drunvalo through the Flower of Life organization. I then took a workshop from an individual who was traveling around the country professing to teach advanced Merkaba techniques. However, no matter what technique I learned from him or anyone else, my higher self told me that it was not complete. There was always something missing. I wasn't sure what that was, but I was determined to find out. I got a clue of the missing piece after taking the advanced course. He taught various geometric forms other than the tetrahedron, referring to them as other Merkaba fields. When I left his course, I knew the missing piece had something to do with the geometric shapes, but as close as he came, he still didn't have the complete picture, at least not complete enough to satisfy myself. About a year later, I spent some time with Dan Winter. In our conversations, we discussed the Merkaba, and he mentioned that the head needed to tilt back 32 degrees, entering the phi golden mean ratio before it could actually transcend the speed of light. Well, I didn't know phi from pi, but when he said that, every cell in my body twinkled, and I knew I had finally found the answer. I tried the technique, as did my friend, and the sensation was amazing. It was not like any Merkaba activation we had ever experienced. The 32-degree tilt is also the tilt angle of the chin of the Sphinx and corresponds to the pump mechanism of the Kundalini. You may experience this yourself when you do the technique. When your head tilts back and your Merkaba spins faster than the speed of light, you may notice that your anus involuntarily contracts and your Kundalini becomes active along your spine. I understand that the head tilt is now being shown in one of the Flower of Life videos, though I haven't seen it personally. Okay, enough already. You want the bottom line? Let's put it all together and make it usable. It's easy and fast. First, sit with your spine straight, as you want your central channel unobstructed. Come to the point in your meditation in which you visualize your star tetrahedron around you, and you say equal speed. Exhale or blow. Next, inhale and visualize a cube around the tetrahedron and say 3421. Exhale or blow. Inhale and see a dodecahedron around the cube and say 9/10 the speed of light. Exhale or blow. Inhale and tilt your head back about 32 degrees and imagine your cube tilting back into the dodecahedron. Say faster than the speed of light. Exhale or blow. Notice as the head tilts back that a type of pump is formed from the tilt of the head, the straight spine, and the angle of the sacrum. Relax with the head resting back and notice if your spine becomes hot or tingling as your Kundalini activates. Also be aware of the terrific spin of your Merkaba. You may find yourself almost locked into this position as it feels cleansing, open, and awe-inspiring. When you're ready, straighten your head back to its normal position. And that's the quote from the unknown speaker. And my experience is consistent with the writer and his friend, and in my opinion is a superior method. And I find that when I do the Pleiadian Pillar of Light meditation, that my head naturally locks into a 32-degree back tilt as well. And so I offer these various options so the listener can follow their own guidance systems. And to me, this whole concept of the Merkaba or tetrahedron fields, to me, when I first started doing them, I just used to visualize sitting in a pyramidal structure and trying to feel that energy. And then later, I noticed on the website, you can see an actual visual of two counter-rotating tetrahedrons. And if you punch that up on your computer, you'll see that they're upside. One pyramid is inverted, but rests inside the other, and they actually counter-rotate inside of each other. And that's the visual picture inside the larger pyramidal structure. And you can visualize yourself sitting in there in a lotus position in the center of these energies. And the next phase that I did was feeling the counter-rotating tetrahedrons spinning at the various speeds, as we mentioned this evening. And, of course, everyone's experience, like in meditations, is different. And when you do intend faster than the speed of light, then theoretically, yes, you do move into another dimension. And certainly, to me, this connects with the counter-rotating geometries of the Earth. And so thus, clearly the concept that if in fact there is a larger Merkaba that encompasses the Earth, that when our counter-rotating geometries spin faster and faster and approach the speed of light, then in point of fact, the whole planet theoretically could move to the next dimension in a twinkling of an eye. And that's exactly the comment made by the Surians in Patricia Corey's new book, Starseed Dialogues, when they talk about their explanation of ascension and how long it will take. And they say it's quicker than, you know, turning on a flashlight and the beam hitting the wall and coming back. It all can take place in a second. And thus, those ideas, to me, really, really, totally, totally fit each other. The ideas of the findings of the Dan Burrish information and the actual meditation of the Merkaba meditation. And it's basically our own system for time travel. So that's that information available, and it's also available, by the way, at themaxwellgreensite.com under that show XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. And it's available for 1995, and all the many techniques are on that same show. And as well, the archives from this evening show are available through BBS Radio. And I guess one of the ideas that come to mind in terms of technique is certainly the Pleiadian information on the pillar of light and spinning techniques. And, you know, it was probably it's been a couple of decades since I saw reference to the pillar of light and Pleiadian spinning techniques, and I've been sort of amazed by that because I find that they're one of the most fascinating and amazing techniques out there. And it was in an article from the Psychic Children of China that I saw this information come up again, and it came up in the context of them being asked the question of what's the maximum thing that a person could do to enhance their own spiritual growth in this time, and they said the Pleiadian spinning techniques. And I think that that's quite a statement, the optimum thing you can do. And in point of fact, I'm going to now share with you the pillar of light and spinning techniques from the Pleiadians. And this information is from Bringers of the Dawn, and that's Barbara Mersiniak channeling the Pleiadians. And they say, from our point of view, you all have knowledge, and you just need to activate the memory that is stored inside your being. We've noticed that some of you, from your location of experience, are out there moaning and groaning and saying, we need help and assistance now and again. So let us suggest to you an avenue that you can definitely walk down, a formula that works. The formula is quite simple. It is for you, in the moment and every day, to consistently set out with clarity what you wish to experience. Perhaps what you want falls into a category of impossibility according to someone else's boundary or someone else's limitation. With a sense of deserving and graciousness, discover inside yourself what will bring you happiness, what makes you feel right and light and connected and alive. What do you desire that will bring peace on the planet as you occupy your own being? Whatever those things are, begin to want them. Call them to you and to yourself by saying, it is my intention that I experience a harmonious lifestyle. It is my intention to experience health and energy that lead me to creative adventures. It is my intention that I be well provided for, that shelter and food and all of the things I need to experience life be given to me in great abundance, and that as I pass this great abundance on and share it with others, These are not ideas you have been trained to think of. Two or three times a day, devote a small portion of your time to getting clear about what you want. Every day, open the energy centers in your body and above your body by calling the frequency of light. We call this the pillar of light. Picture a bead of light coming into your 12 chakra centers, 7 inside your body and 5 outside your body. These chakras are information centers or vortexes that once activated begin to spin. When they spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light-encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. It is very important for everyone who wishes to be in complete balance with their physical being to practice on a regular basis some kind of deep breathing program. This is a program in which breath is very important and oxygenation is practiced so that oxygen is brought into the body. Another activity we recommend for those of you who wish to move into vast acceleration of energy is spinning. Move from left to right, spinning around and focusing your vision on your thumb, counting and spinning. We recommend that you spin 33 times at least once a day. You may build up to the 33 spins very slowly. If you are able to work up to 33 spins 3 times a day so that you are spinning 99 times, well, we'll see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension. When you complete spinning, however many times you spin, bring your palms together at chest level. Press them together, keeping your eyes open, and balance yourself with your feet a shoulder's width apart so that you feel anchored and still feel the spinning at the same time. This tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra systems inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you can interpret and receive data. So the methods to use are intention, breathing, using the pillar of light, and spinning. We will add a postscript to these, as you are electronic beings who are altering your frequency at a very fast rate. We would recommend that you drink a tremendous amount of water, fresh water, purified water, or spring water. Water acts as a conduit or a conductor. It keeps your system open and flowing. And I might add that when you first start to do the Pleiadian spinning technique, some people have more or less problems keeping their balance. The idea is to stand with your palms pressed together at about chest level, feet about a shoulder's length apart when you first start. If you're in the northern hemisphere, you'd counter, you rotate clockwise. If you're in the southern hemisphere, it's counterclockwise. And if you keep your focus on your thumb, you'll find you can keep your balance quite easily. And if you start your spins and you're either too fast or you start to lose balance, know that your focus or your concentration is not the best. You need to focus on the thumb area. I usually count Om 1, Om 2, Om 3 as I'm doing spinning. And basically, it's kind of like riding a bike once you get the idea. And you get the technique down. Doing 99 spins is quite easy. But start slowly and do what you're capable of. And you'll find that, in my opinion, this is the most optimum way to rebundle and activate latent DNA as well. And, of course, the Pleiadians made this the comment about lots of fresh water or purified water. And certainly one of the major discoveries in the new times has been the connection with water by Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-T-O, and his power of water and messages in the water. discoveries. And if you haven't heard about this, I suggest you check out his websites, The Messages of Water, and you can actually see on your computer how the molecular structure of water is changed due to the vibrations put into it. And when positive, loving vibrations are put into water, you get amazing, beautiful, crystal, snowflake-like molecules. And when negative energy and fear are put into water, you get distorted, disharmonious molecules. And I use this as an example of how thought affects the outer reality. And a very nice physical proof of this concept. And water in the Patricia Corey books from the Syrians, a very, very important element in transforming consciousness. And it has been found that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And I think this is another amazing technique that can help, and that is putting positive vibrations into water. And one of the techniques that I use is pictures of the crop circles around containers of water, as well as the playing of Mozart and Beethoven music, because the frequencies have been shown to be positive on and have a positive effect on your latent DNA, RNA. So you can play, musical vibrations into water, as well as provide like yogic yantras, or even writing down love, peace, health. All these words have been shown in Masaru Emoto's research to emit a vibration, and the vibration is picked up by the water. And so obviously when you're taking this internally, it will have its corresponding effects. And as a general note there, in terms of techniques, two of the other techniques that I find to be highly effective, that's the sacred geometries that are involved with the Janosch, J-A-N-O-S-H, Janosch sacred geometries and crop circles. And he's taken the actual crop circles, most of them from the UK, and made colored versions, and also there are now animated versions. And that's at Gaia Sacred Geometry, and the product called HemiSync, which was the product of the year in 2007 with respect to animated meditations of the crop circles. And you can also get beautiful 8x10 or 8x12 color pictures of the crop circles, which I have on my wall. And the other item that I highly recommend on ET Yoga are the Wands of Horus, or what's commonly called Egyptian Healing Rods. And Egyptian Healing Rods can be found at www.egyptianhealingrods.com. They have been known not only as healing tools, but also to for people who are already in good health, to boost their immune systems and to activate the higher chakras. And they also help to balance your internal clock, time clocks. And we discussed in the last couple of weeks on ET Yoga in a channeling from Celia Fenn of Archangel Michael how the concept of time is changing and how we're going to be more in sync with the cosmic time clock. And the scientific research from Russia from Valerie Uvarov also suggests this, that as we approach 2012, certain issues in society, such as health issues, will be accelerated, both positively and negatively. And he suggests the Wands of Horus or the Egyptian healing rods as one of the key tools that people can utilize to balance their internal time clocks. And certainly in this day and age, boosting the immune system is also a very, very important factor. And so I'm hoping that you found a technique or two this evening that you feel emotionally connected to. And I'd also like to say at this time that I appreciate any comments that you would like to email at paperfungo@yahoo.ca with respect to issues, concerns, questions that you'd like either answered on the air or privately. And at this time, I'd like to wish everyone my sincerest best for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and hope you tune in again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of